producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Three.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow.
So the year where people are working in the yard, so let's take advantage of the good weather and get outside while we can. Clean out the garage, clean out the tool shed, and if you're putting the lawn mower away, gremlins are back. Let's hope they're only here for a short period of time. And that way we can continue to do the program and answer all of your gardening questions. But while the weather's in our favor, let's get outside, winterize our plants, take our power equipment, and let's put it away for the year. And what I always like to do is, if you're using any gasoline-powered equipment, use a gas treatment when you put it away, and that will prevent corrosion and water buildup in the foam, in the lines of your tank. Or if you're able to drain the lawnmower, the weed whacker, the rototiller, any of the power equipment, what I use is I will take an old turkey baster and try and get as much of the gas out of the power equipment as possible. Get it started, let it run until it just stops, and that means that your tank and the fuel line is dry, and that will mean a lot less problems down the road. And then bring out the rototiller. And do the same thing to that. Wash off the soil, off the tines, and spray them with like WD-40 to prevent corrosion. And get them ready for a long winter sleep. Bring out the snowblower. Start it. I know there's no snow on the ground, but let's see how well it starts right now. And if it doesn't start, let's get it repaired before the snow does arrive. So test ahead of schedule, and you'll be in good shape. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Massachusetts. He's got a question about his avocado plant.
Okay, Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Paul, I have an avocado plant in a pot
and I was wondering how I could care for it over the winter and then again when the good weather returns.
If you were able to bring a tomato plant in or a pepper or herbs from your garden, they need to be placed in an area where they get lots of sun. And the reason for that is these plants are what are known as long day plants. And your days right now are short, because your days are getting shorter and shorter, and the plants are having a more difficult time to grow because of the length of the day. And also the intensity of the sunlight is not as great. So your sun is lower in the horizon, and it's not as strong. So you think about this. In July and August, you've got a 100-watt light bulb. This time of the year, you're down to a 60-watt light bulb. And as we get closer to December and January, it's going to get down to like a 40-watt light bulb. So we want to make sure that the plant gets plenty of light. You want to feed it every couple of weeks. And if your tomato plant makes any flowers, take a little artist's paintbrush and tickle the flowers. Go from one flower to the other and try and move that pollen around. And the same thing with your green peppers. And because you have no bees in your house, and it will do the pollination, produce some fruit, and with some bright light, some warm temperatures in your home, you know, 65 to 70 will be fine. You will have fruit that will develop on your plant. Did you have another question?
I had a question about minerals. On the minerals, you said when you burn wood ash, would that be adding minerals if you put the wood ash on your plants?
When you add wood ash to your lawn or garden, it is going to do the same thing as putting down some lime. It will help to neutralize the acidity in your garden, and it will help to sweeten the soil. And the sweeter your soil, the less broadleaf weeds and crabgrass will develop for you in your lawn. Also, when you add lime or the new hybrid lime products and water. Thank you. Good morning, and welcome back. I'm sorry for the problems this morning. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Did you have a second question?
How would you add minerals to the soil, Paul?
Well, I mean, wood ash will add minerals to the soil. Organic fertilizers will add minerals to the soil. So if you, for example, if you use a 10-10-10, all you're getting is nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, and nothing else. By using an organic, you're getting sulfur, you're getting calcium, you're getting molybdenum, and a whole bunch of trace elements. Animal manure in your garden, cow manure or well-rotted horse manure. And well-rotted horse manure has got to be at least a year old. Cow manure can be 6 months old. And the new technology that some of these companies, Espoma, which is an all-organic lawn and garden fertilizer, they're acting bacteria called mycorrhizae and a lot more. So,
did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Shannon from Mass, and she's got a couple compost questions.
Shannon, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I 1 year I was having trouble with voles getting into my compost, so I decided to put my compost over the winter into a big barrel. And, of course, there was no air or anything getting into it, and it was just like kitchen scraps. And
right.
Then I kind of forgot about it, and it's been just sitting there for probably 4 or 5 years. And it right now it looks like sludge, and I don't know what to do with it. I'm afraid to put it in the garden because it looks so bad. And I don't know whether I can dump it up on my leaves, you know, which I compost. Is it
right.
Safe to use? Or?
Oh, yeah, it's perfectly safe to use. What I would do is to rake your leaves into a pile and blend some of this material rather than just put it on the garden. And all the microbes that are in there will help to break down the leaves. And, you know, if you did it now, go in a week from now, turn it over, wait a couple of weeks, turn it over, and really blend that material with the leaves. And then in the spring, if it's broken down enough, you can spread it right in your vegetable garden and you'll be all set to go. But it's just that there was no air circulation. It got hot if there was a cover on it during the summer.
Yeah.
And it just didn't do its job the way it should, because you need air to get
right.
the gases out. So by you spreading it on top of the leaves, it will allow the gases to dissipate, and then the goodness will work in with the leaves. It will help the leaves to break down, and I think that you're going to see that you're going to have some real nice organic matter to work with in your garden.
Okay, great. And then also up in my leaf pile, after it has turned into dirt, I keep finding these pockets of little white things. And the best way I can describe it is it's almost like, you know, those little packing peanuts? It looks
yes.
like a dirty packing peanuts. And when I squish it, it's like peat. It's almost like peat inside. And I don't know where they came from. I don't know what it is, but I keep finding them in my leaf pile. Have you ever seen them?
I wonder. Yeah, it sounds like it's a mushroom almost that formed in your leaf pile. What I would do is buy a product called Compost Maker. And all of your garden centers, nurseries, feed and grain store, even some of the hardware stores like Ace will have a compost maker. And what it is a container with bacteria and fungi. And you spread it in your leaf pile. You turn the pile over to blend it in, and it will speed up the breakdown process of your leaves and your pine needles and turn it to compost a lot quicker.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And, Paul, can I put hollytone down right now?
Yep, you can put hollytone because it's organic, and the reason that you can put it down, you put it down now, the weather, where I live here in Maine, they're saying next week, this coming week, today is going to be the cold day, and then we're back up into the 50s and mid-50s, and the plant will use what you add when the ground gets cold and it freezes, the organic fertilizer goes dormant, and it just sits there. It's not like a 10-10-10 that would leach out of the ground. This stays where it's applied. And then next spring, when the weather gets nice and the ground thaws, that fertilizer is released slowly, and it wakes up your plant, gets it motivated, and starts to produce new growth and flowers. So you can put hollytone now on your broadleaf evergreens. Thank you.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This past week I was cleaning up my gutters, and I got to one end and I could hear a buzzing noise, and I just happened to look, and there's a huge hornet's nest between the house and the gutter. Went down the ladder real, real fast and got my shoe fly hornet and wasp spray. And this is a very, very unique hornet and wasp spray. It's the only aerosol can that will go 20 feet in the air. It comes out like a water pistol. And there's no blowback. It's not mist blowing all over the place. It's a steady stream. And it killed all of the hornets and wasps on contact. So I soaked the nest pretty good. I let it sit for a few minutes. Brought up a rake with me. And hit the nest with the rake. It fell to the ground. And they were all dead. So if you're cleaning your gutters, listen and look around before you do it so that you're not surprised like I was. And if you do have a hornet and wasp nest, True Value, Ace Hardware,
and some of the guys and sons do have it, and it's a really good product. It's the same company that makes that shoe mold, and I've used that in my basement already this year, because during the summer and again during the winter, because you've got all the windows closed, you get that musty smell. And if you've got a big basement, you can buy the shoe mold in a concentrate. You put it in a pump can, and you just spray your walls and the floor, and it's organic, and it will kill the mold and the mildew smell that's in your basement. Keeps it clean and fresh. You'll absolutely love it. And again, you can find it at Ace. You can find it at True Value. And if you can't find it, go to LynnwoodLabsShoeFly.com or call this number. It's 339-777-5109. And they'll tell you of a store near you. And if there isn't, they'll ship it directly from their warehouse to your home. Great product. But the shoe mold, anything that gets that musty smell, you spray it and goodbye. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jane from Cape Cod. She's got a question about tropical milkweed.
Jane from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. First, I want to thank you for all your practical tips and reminders. I totally forgot about my gutters. It's easy not to see them and easy to forget about gutters. So my question about tropical milkweed, my neighbor gave me this tiny little plant, and I had no idea what it was, and he said it was tropical milkweed. So now it's a beautiful plant. It's spread all over a certain area of my garden, and I want to know, is this a perennial, and will it come back every year if it is a perennial, and do I cut it back, or is it an annual?
It is a perennial, and you want to wait until the frost turns it all brown, and then just cut it flush to the ground, and next spring it will come up. But keep an eye on it, okay? Because you put in a little plant.
Yes.
And you saw how much it spread.
Yes.
And
is it invasive?
Now it can be invasive. So just keep a close eye, and I have regular milkweed that grows in front of my house. I have a triangular garden in front of my house as part of the foundation planting, driveway on one side of the walkway leading to the front door. And I had a few milkweeds that came in, and I left them there, and the monarch butterflies, the caterpillars, were feeding on them, and I thought, wow, this is a great thing, and I watched these black and yellow caterpillars devour the foliage, and the next year I left it, and we had a few more, and last year they were poking up through my brick walkway. They were coming up in the driveway, which is gravel. So I just pulled them out, kept a few plants, and that way I could control it. But just keep an eye on it, and if it starts to become invasive, then you're going to have to use a weed killer, or just get into the routine of saying, okay, this is your space. When you leave this space, I'm going to pull you out, because it spreads with an underground stem.
So, yeah, I have the other kind of milkweed. This is very different. You know, it has these little red berries, and it's just the other milkweed is growing in my asparagus, and it's the same thing. It just took over. So every year we have to pull them out so and control because they're just taking over the asparagus and the rhubarb patch. So that's the same. So you're saying it's just it's a relative and can be very similar.
Yeah, it could be very, very similar. Right. So, right. You know, just keep an eye on it, and just say to the plant, this is your spot. You leave the spot, it's being yanked out.
All right, and I have a question about the lawn. Is it okay to ask you another two questions?
Sure.
Okay, so it's not too late to feed the lawn. And I assume it's not too late given the temperatures. If when I feed the lawn now, can I just wait until it rains or do I have to pull out my hose and water it? And my other question is about leaves. So I just mowed the grass with some leaves and it doesn't need to be mowed, but I woke up the next day and there were leaves covering. They just came back, but the grass doesn't have to be mowed. And my question is, would you suggest still to mow the lawn instead of raking it to get those leaves broken up and it becomes like a mulch?
Right. We have a friend from Juneau, Alaska. His name is Jeff Lowenfeld, and he's written a couple of books about microbes. One of them is called Teeming with Microbes.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I probably should give him a call. And what he recommends is when the leaves start coming down, you don't want to wait till you've got them a foot thick, but grind them with your lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
And the shredded, chopped up leaves will become organic matter for your lawn.
Uh-huh.
And that will help it to retain moisture.
Uh-huh.
It will help it to stay green during the heat. The heat of summer, and it's just like what Mother Nature does.
Yeah.
You know, if you go into a wooded area with a lot of trees, and there's a lot of leaves on the ground, if you dig down into the leaves that are 2, 3, 4 years old, it's big clumps of black, rich humus. And so this is a way that you can make organic matter for your lawn. So just drive over it, grind them all up into little pieces, and don't worry about it.
Okay, so I do have a patch that is very, very, very heavy of leaves. I didn't stay on top of it. So it's not good for the lawnmower to just, it's like piles of leaves. That's too late, and I need to get the rake out for that, or can I just make my way?
Right.
It's too late.
You can try grinding it, and, you know, when you drive through the pile, the force of the wind blows it quite a distance.
Uh-huh.
So I would try that first. If you hit it on the edges and work your way towards the middle, and just keep driving back and forth and back and forth until you have spread it. And he said that you could have a good half inch to an inch on top of the grass, and it wouldn't hurt it because it would break down during the winter months. But if you've got 2 feet of leaves, then you're going to have dead grass. And the reason is the leaves in a pile act like the shingles on your roof. So that when it rains, the water washes off of the pile, and underneath the pile is bone dry, and it's not getting any light, and it suffocates and kills the grass.
But it's not bad.
So it's
it's not bad for the lawnmower.
No.
Okay.
No, leaves are very, very soft, and the blade of your lawnmower will grind it up like it was ice cream.
Oh, wow. You're like the best of the best, Paul. This is such great information. Who needs the internet when we have you?
Well, get our newsletter. We have a newsletter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love your newsletter, and I love your recipes and your photographs and your music. It's just beyond news.
Well, this week's recipe, I've had a couple of people that have asked me, because I always talk about Thanksgiving. We go to my sister-in-law, And 4 years ago, I brought Brussels sprouts, and everybody gave me, oh, God, I don't like Brussels sprouts. And I said, try a couple. And every year, I keep increasing it. So I'm going to put my recipe for roasted Brussels sprouts with bacon. And brown sugar and a little bit of maple syrup. And I'll tell you, your family and friends will eat them up. And they'll say to you, I never liked Brussels sprouts. And because most people, you buy them, they're frozen or they're fresh, and you boil them.
Yeah.
And they taste like cabbage.
Yeah.
But when you roast them and you add bacon and honey or maple syrup, oh, they are good. And that recipe will be in Thursday's newsletter that you can use it for Thanksgiving.
That's right. And all the Brussels sprouts are from your garden. Is that right?
Mine are all from the garden.
Right. So how can you ever go wrong? But, yeah, that's...
I know. And they look so good now.
Yeah.
I've got a dozen plants.
Wow.
I'll probably pick four. And we'll be eating them until New Year's. And 1 year we had 4 feet of snow. And I went out in the garden. I brought a broom. I swept the snow away from the plants, brought a pair of loppers, cut it, brought it in the house, let it thaw, and then I broke off the individual sprouts, and we cooked them, and they were fabulous. It's something that Jim Crockett from the Victory Garden, the original Victory Garden.
Yeah, I remember him.
He used to do that, and I said, well, if Jim can do it, I can do it, and so can you. So, thank you. You don't have to pick them all and eat them all now. Leave them in the garden. Let them get covered with snow, and the flavor will get sweeter and sweeter. And you can eat them well into January if they last that long.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Nashua. He's got a question about his berry tree.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, last week we got cut off. There wasn't enough time to complete the answer or the commercial, but it's about that berry tree. It bears fruit around Father's Day until the end of July.
And, okay.
It's very similar looking like a raspberry, but unlike a raspberry where you can pull it off the stem and the cone part of the stem stays with the bush, this stem stays with the berry. And it is a tree. It's not a bush. This thing is like two or three stories high. And the leaf is shaped identical to a white birch tree. The reason why I know that, we've got a white birch tree in the yard, and I compared the two, except the leaves are shiny. But it looks okay. Identical to the birch leaf.
I wonder if it's a mulberry tree. Mulberry tree, is it a purple-colored fruit?
Yeah, dark... A dark Dark blackish purple. Yeah, it is purple because the dye, when you squeeze it in your hand, it is a purple color. But it's
It sounds to me like it could be a mulberry plant.
Right.
Yeah, because they will.
Not boysenberry.
Boysenberry is again similar to that, but doesn't usually get up to be as tall as that.
I see.
Mulberry will be like 15 feet tall. Boysenberry will be around 8 to 10 feet tall.
Yeah, this is a good 28-30 feet.
Yeah. Well, if it's been there that long.
The roots are very shallow, similar to a weeping willow, where they almost grow, on top of the ground a little bit.
Okay, so they're surface running.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you want to do? Prune it down to control the size of the plant?
And just to, because we've been eating them for years and years, and as a matter of fact, a couple of decades, but, we never knew what we were eating. But they were good anyways.
Yeah. If you're going to do some pruning, all of your commercial orchards and vineyards and places where they grow brambles like raspberries and blackberries, they do all of their pruning during March and early April. Your fruit trees, if it's a real large orchard, they'll even start in February to get everything done. So right now, leave it alone. And that way, if we do have a winter with a lot of wind, sun, and reflected light off of the snow, you could have dehydration of where you prune back some of those plants. By waiting until March, the snow hopefully will be on its way out, and the plant is beginning to send its juices from the roots up into the branches of the tree to wake up the buds. And the season from damaging wind that we get during the winter that dehydrate a plant will be over. So I would wait until then and say to yourself, well, I can't climb up 28 feet. I want to cut it down to about 20 feet and then just create a nice shape to it. And so that it's pleasing to look at. Don't just chop off the top and give it a flat top. Round it off to make it look pretty and fertilize it with something like a vegetable tone, or you could use plant tone, either one of those two. And all you do is punch some holes with a crowbar around the drip line of the branches, and you're ready to go. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.